Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Clips of the Week. Obviously, I'm not here, so we recorded this yesterday.
Yeah.
Hope you and Andy are having fun.
Oh, we are.
Good.
I don't know that, really.
Well, yeah, we could have had a blazing row by this stage, but I doubt it.
It's probably left.
I doubt it. That's right. You might be sitting here on your own. Anyway, we're going to start with Henk Potts on breakfast. Talking golf.
Henk, who wins the Open? Who do you fancy?
I think it's going to be a pretty open.
Oh, pretty open. Yeah, that's good. As opens go, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And sticking with that subject.
But, look, it's so open, isn't it? You know, it is the Open Championship.
Yeah, we get the idea. It's open. Yeah. It's an open.
Honestly, the people who say it shouldn't be called the British Open, they're wrong, because that would avoid that.
It certainly would. Now, this is Dean Saunders posing the burning question of the week.
How can you never see a ghost in a Hugo Boss suit? And modern clothes?
It's a great question, Dean. Yeah, yeah. And it's the one we've all been asking, isn't it, this week?
I like
Hugo Boss suit.
And modern clothes.
And modern clothes, yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
What's next, Andy?
It's Alan Brazil and Mike Parry on the Saturday warm-up chatting about one of the French strikers.
Giroud is a handy player.
Yes.
I wouldn't say he's world-class, he's a handy player, but he'll probably get a winner's medal, you know, World Cup winner's medal. So
no, he probably
can't
will.
Can't take that away from him, can he? And that'd be his second one, would it?
Yeah, it would be, actually. Yeah, you're right, it would be.
Yeah, you're right.
The, 1998, I looked up, he was 10. I think he was 10.
I love the way Parry just agrees with him on everything.
I think younger than Theo when he got the call. You say, okay, 11-year-old, Olivier Giroud. Next, it's Laura Woods on Breakfast telling a story.
Tell us your story. You nearly got hit with a cricket ball the other day.
I was working at the T20, the Vitality Blast.
And that did remind us of something.
It did,
Randy,
yeah.
I was working at the T20, the Vitality Blast.
That much is true, yeah. So,
it's a bit strange, that one, but never mind. Sticking with Laura, this was a pretty good recovery from her.
It's the shorts, the shirt, the socks with the name and the number on the back as well. It's been described as it's the actual shirt.
Well, that, it has been described like that, yeah. Yeah. And that seemed to be catching this week.
If you say the weather's going to break, thank you, because that helps me know what I've got to pack. So,
well, no, it's not going to pour. I think there could be the odd shower.
Yes, we just a shave left.
That's
clearly
right,
for Alan there.
And you heard Rupert Bell there, of course, reporting for TalkSport at the Open, and he does get very emotional about the British players.
He does, yeah.
Matthew Southgate, another Englishman, going along very nicely at 3 under par, just beginning their rounds at the moment. Justin Rose.
Oh, he loves Justin
Rose. So many great putts.
Anyway, back to Alan and Mike discussing a subject close to both their hearts: wine.
The wine fields are not just fields. I mean, they're the wine fields are as big as Wales. You know what I mean? They're massive.
Well, there is whale watching down in Hermanus as well.
No, I mean Wales, WA, like the country. You know what I mean?
That's not that big. I mean, a whale's big, but not for a vineyard.
It's a vineyard.
Or wine field, if you prefer.
It's not a wine field, is it? It's a vineyard. Here's Alan again on replacing, a great.
He's already said, you know, selling Cristiano for 100 mil, it's a lot of money, but who are you going to replace him with? You can't.
Calm down now. And here he is. Here he is with some boxing news.
Yeah, it's been announced that Joshua will fight Povetkin after a deal between the British heavyweight and DeTony Wilder.
Fantastic. I can't wait for the Povetkin fight. Yeah. And it's great that DeTony Wilder doesn't mind the fight happening. I don't know what it's got to do with him, really. Like, he had to agree, old DeTony, that he would fight Povetkin. But there we are.
Brilliant, isn't it? And finally, here he is once again, alongside Mr. Parry, on the eve of the World Cup final, chatting about salads.
Salads, yeah.
I'm hooked on Caesar salad at the moment.
Caesar salad, you?
Yeah. I'm hooked on it, honestly.
You're not a Caesar salad man.
Yeah, I'd like a bit. It's too hot to cook.
Where'd you get your walnuts from?
Eh?
Where'd you get your walnuts from?
No, that's not Caesar.
It is.
No.
It is.
Crouton.
No.
You're thinking of a Waldorf salad.
Waldorf salad. That's right, yeah.
Thinking from New York again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Caesar
Waitrose. Waitrose have got great ones. Or Tesco.
And what sort of sauce you put on the top?
Caesar.
You're listening to Talk Sport.
We can talk. Olivier Giroud likes a crouton.
He certainly does. Well, he, his age, he's a little boy. He doesn't really enjoy them this much. Anyway, there we are. There's the clips of the week. I'm sure Andy will give you the thank yous very, very shortly. So back to Andy and Andy here on H&J.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.